All right, thank you for joining us today. Could you start by telling me your name and spelling it?
My name is Mary Devitt. Mary is M-A-R-Y, Devitt is D as in David, E as in Everett, V as in Victor, I, T as in Thomas, T as in Thomas.
Perfect, thank you so much. So our first question today is, when you think about the process of voting in the United States, where would you say you are between trust and distrust? And I would invite you to move this where you feel that you are on the scale.
Is this trust?
Yes, we have trust here and we have distrust on this side. Perfect, so I see you've moved it all the way to the left on trust. And could you talk a little bit more about why you feel that way?
Well, I've seen over time that they've worked very hard to make sure that elections, you know, nobody cheats. In the city of Milwaukee, we've seen that somebody's been taken to task because they tried to game the system. And so I trust it. I trust it totally. And having voted many, many times in my life, I see how diligent the poll workers are. And I watch my vote go into the machine. And I watch it be counted, and I'm very, very happy with our election system. So,
perfect. And I do understand that in the United States, we have a lot of distrust in the voting system. So what conditions do you feel might have to happen for more people to feel trustful of the voting system?
Oh, that's a really hard question. I think... I might be going off topic here a little bit. I think when people distrust, they don't go to the polls. So I think everybody should go to the polls, and then they'd be more confident about what's going on. I would like to see the popular vote replace the Electoral College, and that would be my hope for the future. So
I love that. Yeah. And now we have, did you want to add anything else
with your interview?
No worries. We'll do the second part of this, and if you think of anything, we'll add it on.
Right.
So the second part of our interview today is a Teach Your Kids a Vote Challenge. So for this, we're going to pretend that we have this wonderful class of children here with us, and I'm going to challenge you, if these kids were here right now, how would you explain to them why it's important to vote?
Well, it's important to vote because if you don't vote, you're allowing somebody else to decide your future. So you must take responsibility for your own future. And it's tough, I know. But if you don't make up your mind about what you want to see in terms of people in office or the appropriate candidates for the office, sometimes that's an issue too, then participation is critical. And many people get involved in elections in many different ways. But everybody should be out there voting to make sure that we have control over our future. So.
Perfect. And the last question I have for you is, if the children were here with us right now, how would you tell them the process of voting works?
Oh, it's very easy. You go to the you're given a place to go to, and you go into that place and you present an ID to show who you are. They look at your face, they look at the ID, they check your address and make sure that you are registered to vote. And if you're not registered, you can actually register at the polls. And then once they check to see that everything is accurate about your information, they give you a ballot, and you just go over to a little booth and fill in the circles. And then when you're done filling in the circles, you go over to a machine and you feed it in. It just zips it through, and you voted. And for many people, the process of voting takes just a few minutes. It doesn't take much time at all. So.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. You have won the Teach a Kid to Vote Challenge. So okay. I will give you a sticker for your time with us.
Okay.
This one says, I taught a kid to vote.
I like that. I taught a kid to vote. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.